Hello, story listeners. How are you all? So today, I was reading a story, and this was about how we do not give up in the first attempt itself. We try and try until we succeed. All we need is a little bit of patience and perseverance. The story is called Dad's Pottery Lesson. Ramanujam and his son Aravind lived in a small town called Malipur. Aravind was now 12 years old and he was smart and curious. He loved to ask questions and learn new things. But he often became frustrated when he couldn't grasp things right away. One day, Ramanujam and Aravind were walking through the town market when they saw a man selling beautiful pottery. The man was shaping clay on a wheel, and Aravind was fascinated by the process. "Dad, can we buy one of those pots?" Aravind asked. Ramanujam smiled. "Sure, let's take a look." As they looked at the pots, Aravind noticed that they were all different shapes and sizes. Some were tall and narrow, while others were short, round and wide. He wondered how the man was able to make each pot so unique. "Excuse me, sir," Aravind said to the potter. "How do you make each pot very differently?" The potter smiled. "It's all about taking your time and being patient," he said. "You have to feel the clay and let it guide your hands." Aravind was fascinated. Pottery was about being patient, mindful and artistic. He definitely wanted to learn this skill. "Dad, can we learn how to make pots?" he asked. Ramanujam was surprised, but he saw the excitement in his son's eyes. "Sure, let us see if the potter is willing to teach us." The potter agreed to give them a lesson. He showed them how to center the clay on the wheel and how to shape it into a bowl. Aravind was eager to try, but he quickly became frustrated when his bowl became collapsing. "I can't do it," said Aravind with so much of frustration. Ramanujam picked up the clay and began to shape it himself. "Aravind, it's not about getting it right on the first try. It's about taking your time and trying and retrying. You have to let the clay guide you." Aravind watched his father shape the clay with a steady hand. He could see the concentration on his face, the way he was completely focused on the task at hand. "Wow, Dad," exclaimed Aravind. "You're really good at this." Ramanujan smiled. "If you want to be good at something, you have to be willing to put in time and effort." Aravind nodded. He could see that his father was right. If he wanted to make a beautiful pot, he needed to take his time and be patient. One day, while Ramanujam and Aravind were practicing pottery, a gust of wind blew through the open window and knocked over one of Aravind's pots. He was about to lose his temper, but Ramanujan gently reminded him to take 3 deep breaths and start again. Aravind took a moment to compose himself and then continued with a calm and steady hand. Over the next few weeks, Ramanujan and Aravind spent their evenings practicing pottery together. They would sit at the wheel, shaping clay and talking about life. Aravind started to see his father in a new light. He realized that his father wasn't just a wise and patient man, but he was also a great listener and a wonderful teacher. One day, Ramanujan surprised Aravind with a gift, a beautiful, perfectly shaped pot that he had made himself. "Wow, Dad, this is amazing," Aravind said, holding the pot in his hands. "I'm glad you like it," Ramanujam said, "but there's something more important that I want to give you." Aravind looked at his father curiously. I want you to give the gift of patience and mindfulness, Ramanujan said. If you can learn to be patient and mindful in everything you do, you'll be able to achieve great things in life, Ramanujan said, looking at his son's sparkling, eager eyes.